Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita, here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley. And we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is April the 8th, 2023, and we will continue our new series, The Time for the Overcomer, Part 2. And just so that you know, our scripture reference for today will be Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Rabbi John?
Amen. Father, we thank you for this timely message. We thank you for the fulfillment of your will, your purposes, and your plans. We ask forgiveness for sin, iniquity, transgression, not only for ourselves, but for others as well. We choose. We make a quality decision to forgive others. And Father, we ask that your spirit, your Ruach, help us to walk that out each and every day. Father, glorify your name. Glorify your word. Glorify your truth in us so that we may be reflections of your truth and of your purpose in these last days. Allow your Ruach to begin to just brood over and just flow over us and over me as your message comes forth. We speak to those who are listening, and we allow you to speak through us, you to make it real, you to make it true, that it resonate in the areas and the crevices of our very being. Precious name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, hallelujah. Evangelist Anita, I am excited about what he is wanting to do on the earth and in the earth and in us. And this part two message, as we've talked about, is coming from Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12. And of course, this is the time that Jesus was speaking to his disciples and just preparing them for the last days, getting them, totally understanding the different signs of the times, the actual manifestational road or posts, if you will, signs that as they were going down the path, they could get an idea of how soon and how close they are and how close we are to the end. So as we read this, when we look at chapter 24, verse 12, and I'm going to allow you to read that both in the King James and in the Amplified, I want to make sure that we take this to heart, because this is a key component that Yahushua was talking to his disciples about that would be one of the main disqualifiers, if you will, of our walk, of our relationship, and that we need within each and every one of us to finish and to get across the finish line with victorious anointing. Without this, we will not cross that finish line with victory. So as Evangelist Anita reads this, I want us to really begin to wrap our heart and our mind around this and understand how serious this is, not so much to us, but how serious this is to Yah, how serious it is to God himself, because he made sure that Yeshua spoke this and taught this and explained what this is all about in the end times. Evangelist Anita, go ahead and read.
Yes, amen. And so I'm going to read from King James Version first, Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. And that one reads, "And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And I'm going to read from the Amplified in my Bible, which reads differently, but it's the same. It says, "And the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multiplied lawlessness and iniquity." Rabbi John?
Amen. And one of the things I want to share also is when you start to look at this, especially in the English Standard Version, it says, and because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. When you start looking at the way it speaks, even in the NIV, it says because of wickedness. So what is it doing? It's connecting the word wickedness, the word iniquity, evil, with lawlessness, with not walking according to Torah. So if that is the way that the Father speaks and explains this, then what that says to me, what that says to us, what it should say, is that this is of the highest priority to our Heavenly Father. Not walking in Torah in His eyes, not our own, is literally saying, you don't love me. I want to say that again because it's an understanding that we've got to wrap our heads and our minds around. When we don't walk in Torah, when we don't embrace Torah, which is the words of the Father pertaining to what is righteous in the five books, the first five. He gives, within those first five books, he gives us an understanding and an explanation of how to love him, to love him. And he's saying, when you don't do these things that I ask you to do, and when you do the things that I don't want, or the things that I abhor, the things that are abomination to me, then you're literally saying, without ever using words, you don't love me. I remember being in the military. In the military, we had a very horrific phenomena that would happen at the base that I was assigned to. And it was very sad because young married couples where one of them or both of the spouses were connected to the military would be assigned to that particular base. And whenever one of them would be sent out for what we would call bivouac at that time or maneuvers that would last more than a few days, it was unfortunately an infidelity concept that would happen on that post. And the actual wife, and then sometimes the husband too, take that as an opportunity to be unfaithful. And in doing so, they would take their, which was a custom, unfortunately it became a custom, they would take their wedding rings off and they would go to the club or wherever. And what the Father reminded me of with that whole concept is that that is no different than the way He sees His people who are married to Him, in our case, married to His Son, Yahushua. But yet, we're still flirting with or embracing this world and the pleasures of this world, which is contrary to the fidelity of the relationship that we and that He gave vows to. In the last days, Yeshua was preparing His disciples, prepare us for the last days, and was letting us know in the last days there would be this type of spiritual infidelity. And because of that spiritual infidelity, the true love, spiritually speaking, the true love towards our Heavenly Father would not only be in question, it would never manifest, but instead the coldness and the hatred of God in this world would begin to birth very being. And I know to a degree it can be complicated at times when you're saying, well, I'm going to walk in Torah. What that means, I've got to find out when the Sabbaths are and the feasts of the Lord and things of this nature. But one of the things that I had to realize being married is that once you find, or once God actually finds that special person for you, especially in the beginning, it becomes very easy for you to walk in such a selfless manner with your spouse to where it's evident not only to you, especially to her, in my case, but also to others who observe you, that you truly do love that person. So in this scenario and in this aspect of what we're talking about, somewhere down the road, that love became cold. Somewhere down the road, it wasn't being reinforced. It wasn't being strengthened. And one of the ways that it is supposed to be strengthened, that the Father spoke and wrote through, I believe, Paul, who wrote the book of Hebrews, is in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. And I'll let Vandis to me to get there. But it's through constant use, through constant use, constant relationship building, constant dying to self, constantly flaming the fire of love, is one of the reasons why it has to be that it will never die. It dies when we don't walk in that constant reminder. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. If you can read that for us, Vangis Tanita.
Okay. My phone. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. Rabbi?
Yes.
So the King James reads, "For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." The Amplified reads, "For everyone who lives on milk is doctrinally inexperienced and unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a spiritual infant. But solid food is for the spiritually mature, whose senses are trained by practice to distinguish between what is morally good and what is evil." Rabbi John?
Amen. So what that is literally saying is, by constant practice of showing my wife, and I'm using that same analogy, that I love her, that I care for her, that I want the best for her, constant use of that is what constantly allows me and allows us to have and to share that genuine love that God created in the very beginning. That self-same love is the self-same love that the Father, through Torah, through walking according to his ways, as I continue to walk in his ways and learn what is his ways and what is not his ways, then I start to mature in my relationship with him. I look at our relationship, mine and my wife, and we're going on 40 years. And there has been some trials, there has been some temptations, and there has been some tests. But the question that I keep hearing within myself is that, is this something that God ordained? If it is, then you walk it out. And the answer is always yes, because that's how it began. It began by God telling me or letting me know that she was my wife. It began by God letting her know that I was her husband. When I look at the relationship between me and Yah, and the fact that the relationship between me and Yahshua, the relationship between me and Jesus, then it helps me to understand and to recall, to bring back to my remembrance all that he's done for me from the very beginning of saving me from a destination of hell, to wiping all of the tears from my eyes, to fulfilling the will and the purposes for why he has established what he's established in my life. From the talks and the times that we just got away from everyone and just began to serenade me, and I began to serenade him, getting to know the type of person that he is and allowing him to understand the type of person that I am, and giving him the freedom and the liberty by way of the Spirit to begin to change those things in me that need to be changed, trusting that he will be gentle with me, that whatever he does change will not be for my harm, but will be for my excellent good. Continuing on that path will always nullify the negative concept of this particular passage of Scripture in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Wickedness cannot abound in my relationship with him as long as I am executing and exercising what is necessary and what is needful, what he desires of me, the ways in which he desires for me to walk in step with him. That's Torah. Torah is more than just words on the page. Torah is more than just the words that he spoke to Moses. Torah is what he speaks to me as well. Torah is the relationship that he builds and desires to build with me as I yield. He builds as I yield. And that can only come through trust. Trusting that he is going to be able to heal the areas of my hurt, the areas of my indecision. Answer the questions that I have. It's so imperative that we grasp this whole concept of what being lawful. It's not just the do's and don'ts. It's not just the proper speed on the highway that you're supposed to drive. That's the beginning. But the end is that relationship that's talked about in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. The maturity, the spiritual maturity that he needs. He's not trying to marry a child. He wants to interact with an adult. In the Old Testament, he interacted with the children of Israel. But his main desire was to marry Israel, the adult. Which is the self-same desire that he has for us now, that he has for me. So as I close, I'm going to pray. We ask and I ask that you begin to show and shine the light upon me and upon us in areas where we're not walking as adults in Torah, but where we're walking as children and disobedient children at that, so that we can make the course correction that you need for us to make in order to graduate from being a child to being the adult that you're looking for, that you're desiring, that you're wanting to marry, that you're wanting to have a forever relationship with. We submit to that forever relationship because your scriptures are clear that you're coming after a bride that once you consummate that wedding, that bride will be with you forever. And wherever you go and whatever you do, that bride will be there by your side. We desire to be that bride. And it will take the adult decisions by us, mature decisions by us, spiritual sacrifices of evil, and glorious standing of good. We desire that right now in the precious name of Yahshua. We pray. Shalom, shalom. Until next time.